Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates over at Heaps Normal. That's Heaps with an H, as Heggie would say. Heaps Normal.
And H.
Delicious and H. Yeah, that's how you would say it. And then you would say A-H.
No, I wouldn't.
Because you're an animal.
Yes.
Heaps Normal, though. English aside, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beers. It's the festive season.
Keep your syntax intact with some Heaps Normal.
Fuck
get
yeah.
Off the booze a little bit. And you can correct people all night long.
There you go. Get on it. Tastes just as bloody good. They've got a whole bunch of different varieties. The bloody, what have they got out now, Heggy? Just in time for
summer?
They've
got a shandy.
The old shandy. Tough shandy. Ooh, look out.
It's a beauty.
Get it in you. That's beautiful stuff.
Lemon.
They've got award-winning non-alcoholic beers that are kicking ass all over the world. All you have to do, get it heapsnormal.com. And when you get to check out, chuck in duty free. Is your little promo code for free shipping around Australia. What do you think of this, though, Heggie? I reckon it might be too late to get them in time for Chrissy now. But Australia Post said the 17th. As long as everything was in by the 17th, that'd be all right, except yeah. Western Australia and Northern Territory. And I reckon based right. on the news, Cairns.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a lot of faith in Aussie Post anymore. In any case, we're past the 17th, so tough Ted Ayres.
Get the Heapses in for your bloody, your new year, new you. Get on the Heapses. Heapsnormal.com, duty-free at checkout.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I'm going to sleep, this bitch keeps talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rack can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie, and you're looking a little simple there, mate, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, man, with a little Santa hat. This is the biggest Christmas hats get, unfortunately, and it looks like a little fucking red yarmulke on this fat dome.
Looks like you might not get it off.
Yeah. Yeah, I might have to get a bit of WD-40, get the little thing under there and just spray, get the kids to pull on the little puffy bit at the top.
Well, I like your commitment, though. I appreciate that.
Thanks, mate.
I went to a service station today. Mm. There's a guy there. Working, playing music that, you know, the type that you hear in Ubers and the like quite a lot.
Yep.
Quite clearly a Muslim, the dude, and the dude before me is like, thanks, mate, Merry Christmas, on his way out. So, you know, different strokes.
Hey, it's still, the day's still Christmas. You can have a merry one.
Mm.
If anything, you probably, you know what, if you're Muslim, you're going to avoid all the fucking shit parts of Christmas, you know?
Yeah, I reckon.
That's a positive way to look at it. Look at old positive Cody.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Nick Cody, bringing everyone together.
But I'm really trying to be positive after spending 40 minutes getting you and your camera to work and a microphone at the same time.
Man, I'm sorry.
Literally 2 hours before, I was talking to the actress Sydney Sweeney. Look her up. From The White Lotus, Euphoria, unbelievable. Live, chatting to her on the project. And then a mere 120 minutes later, I'm saying, Heggie, is it plugged in? Have you clicked this?
Oh,
you go, what
on.
A fucking turn of events in one half of a day.
Okay, this sounds like I've just forgot to plug something in. It was an actual hardware issue.
Yeah.
The likes of which, there's nothing I can do about that.
No. That was not your fault. I don't know who, the kids are getting a hold of your cords and fucking testing the dogs.
Well, you joke about that, but I've had to borrow these headphones because suddenly my headphones, they've been smashed. Took them out of the box. Nah, one of them's off, isn't it? One of these ear bits is just hanging. Oh, that just happened by itself, did it?
Oh, man.
Obviously. No. It's not me character. Pretty busy this time of year.
You can snap the headphone cable off, the old pair of headphones. Use that as a switch, you know, old school. Hang it over the doorknob.
My masking taped it on, but I end up borrowing these ones. They're a bit better.
Fucking hell. It's all happening in the heggy.
Sorry about the banging around. Ice packs. Got ice packs down the shirt. It is steaming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's real hot.
How hot?
So I was sitting on a few ice packs.
I meant to stay at your house, and I've got two boys that run fucking hot, and I run hot. And if it's hot.
If you can figure out the aircon, you can turn it on.
Man, you've got as good of a chance of fixing your computer as I do fixing your aircon. I reckon you fix the aircon and I'll fix your computer. And together we're
fixing it.
A formidable duo.
I'm fairly sure it works. You just need to figure out how to make it work.
Figure out the computer.
Yeah, it's a little thing on the wall there. You'll sort it out. Anyway, mate, we got a big app because this is the first of a few where we're abusing the scum.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to get it all in before we change the parameters of what the scum can do, reducing their powers.
That changes January 1st, but you'll be getting some pretty fun messages throughout this if you've listened for free. You can avoid all the abuse if you get to patreon.com/midflightbrawl. From as little as $3 a month, you would not have to hear this abuse. And you can help keep the lights on, help pay the bloody researcher, help pay our audio video extraordinaire, Conrad. We've got a bloody crew working hard.
Help pay not us, man. For a couple of days a week, full-time fucking work.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get some help. Anyway, whatever. Do follow your dreams.
Yeah.
But some abuse coming your way if you're not helping out.
Well, of course, we make some of it as well, but I can't, you know, with a straight face, tell people I need my life to get better after mentioning I was just chatting to Sydney Sweeney. It's pretty fucking good. Life's all right. Big UFC day at a pub yesterday. Chat to her today. We're fucking humming, coming into 2024. Pew, pew, pew. Let's go.
Is she a philosopher? Or is she,
absolutely
what is
not.
She?
An actor.
Okay.
All right. Euphoria and the White Lotus. Get in.
Same White Lotus. I'll have to look which one she is.
Mm.
Anyway, we're on here, mate. Let's.
We certainly are. Before we get into the app, though, also, Heggy, on top of your other two YouTube specials, a third one, Luke Heggy Lowbreed, has just dropped on YouTube. And I love
out
you.
Out now.
Out right now. And the cowardly streak continues. Comments off from the jump. I don't know if there were. I checked in the first little bit. They were never on.
I think they were on very briefly.
Oh, I did.
Before I figured out how to turn them off again.
Maybe
an hour or so. So
for Christmas, for everyone else, you should just turn the comments on just for Christmas Day, if you want to get in. That way, it's got to be positive. It's Christmas, you know.
Well, I doubt it. Yeah, okay, I'll turn them on for Christmas Day, but then you won't see them after that. I'll turn them back off
that's
again.
True.
Just be my email inbox full of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good luck complaining. Also, get around Nick Cody live at the corner.
That's the one.
Bumping along, that
on
one.
YouTube.
You're not resting it. It's just going.
Yeah, it's going through the summer break, you know. Before we get into the app, though, each week down the line, as we are for these intros now, all the episodes, hopefully, from now onwards should be shot at a studio somewhere. But the intros, we are apart. And when we are apart, you've always got a Zoom background with a pretty grim story attached to it. Now, what I see behind me is it looks like a parent holding a baby.
Yeah.
I'm going Lindy Chamberlain or Kathy Folbig.
Can you see her now? Move my head.
Yeah, is that Chamberlain? She's out and about, isn't it?
Well, where exactly is she?
I forget the park.
You still call it Ayers Rock.
Uluru. Why is that Uluru?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn right it is. Just waltzing around on there.
Yep. Holy shit. Remember when...
Sorry, always wanted to go there. Got there in the end.
Remember when they shut down Uluru to stop people walking on it the last day and there was that cunt in a superhero costume who was one of the last to do it? What a fuckstick.
Yeah.
Definitely looked like he lost a bet.
Where is he now? We should try and find him.
If I had to hazard a guess, it's nowhere great. He's not doing a PhD anywhere. All right, should we get into the episode?
Mate, let's do one.
All right. Thanks for listening. Get on patreon.com/midflightbrawl to support us here at MFBHQ. Enjoy the episode. It's an absolute bumper.
Yeah.
Banger. Whatever. Get in.
Let's do it. Woo!
Hey, Heggie, it's time for our first block of abuse from our beautiful Patreon members over at patreon.com/midflybrawl. Join now so you can avoid this abuse next year and get in on it yourself. The first message is from Pat. Got a Christmas message from my sister. MU tight cunt. Merry Christmas to you and Gus. How about instead of heading to another overpriced wine bar or on an extravagant couple's trip to New York, you fling the boys at MFB HQ a couple dollars to help keep the lights on. You carry on about the cost of living, but fuck me, if you don't stop freeloading off this podcast, Heggy will be labouring in a fucking wheelchair. If that's not enough, surely you want to... No, if that's not enough, surely you want to see him get to Bali. Sign up and grow a set of balls. It's time to get off the tit. Love your younger brother, Pat.
All right, this is from Jess. Good afternoon, lads. I have a message for the freeloaders, or more appropriately, one specific freeloader, Shay Nay Nay. It's been a year since you joined the shiny happy people and left me all in pain. To commemorate the anniversary of the day I ceased to be able to bitch at you at work, I'm gifting you this message. Perhaps throw the lads some shiny shekels so you can enjoy the Land Larrikins episodes, and not just text with my favourite hecky musings. You'll agree that no typeface does them justice, not even Comic Sans. Please, I need your solidarity, Jess.
Love it. This one's from Daniel. This one's for Josh. You unwashed, barge-assed cunt. You need to get over your hatred of anything produced post-1995, aka the last time you were truly happy, and admit that Tarantino is, in brackets allegedly, a foot fetish sex pest who made movies for the sole, brackets, yes, purpose of casting himself as the racist. Be better.
This one's from Lul Tula.
Ah.
Cody, I swear I'm not just working my way through the Sloss Bucks guests, but here we are, gridiron ranting West Brit comedian Ryan Cullen. Don't be scared of your crush on Crusher with a dollar sign in the S. You didn't have to start an NFL podcast just because he used to play. Use some of my Patreon, ka-ching, to support actual talent. Stop making it snow with your psoriasis and start making it rain for Du Bois, you basement dwelling.
Oh, hold on, here we go.
Gridiron ranting. Abortion joking. Horcrux of a man.
More tea!
I know you're used to failure, but cash out one of your many failed bets before your favourite rapist misses a touchdown, and take the pen away from your notebook of abortion jokes and use the ink to sign a cheque for the talent. Although you've got a long flight to Adelaide next year, I know you'll never make it on this pod as a story because you're weaker than anyone that finds vinegar too spicy. Deserved, in any opinion. If you give two Aussie battlers some cash, you'd be like your dad with a dog on Christmas. You'd kill it. Yours respectfully, Lul Tula and Sid. I like it.
By the way, Cullen was there at Sloss's Bucks, Ryan Cullen, ripping comedian. I actually don't want money from him because anything he went near when we're in Vegas absolutely shit the bed.
Yeah.
So, Cullen, maybe I don't. If your cash enters this account, it could be the fucking downfall of MFB.
Keep yourself to yourself.
Keep yourself to yourself. Here we go. This one's from Paul. Hey, Jared. New house, new car, beach house, no children at home, a pile of money blocking your view of the TV in your lounge room. What's missing in your life? Answer, a subscription to Midflight Brawl. If not, I will insist that you can't reference more chili or say let's do it at staff meetings anymore. Jared sounds like a mad cunt. I like Jared.
All right, mate. They said we would make it this far. We're at episode 197, if you can believe it. This week, because tis the season, we're looking at three small incidents involving drunk people. Just for something.
Nice to get off the beaten
different
path.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, you've got to give a little back. First one, little one, We're looking at Jetstar flight.
Oh, fucking yes. Haven't heard Jetstar in a long time. No. Yeah.
24 September 2019.
Good to be home.
For one of the most common routes, Sydney-Melbourne. Ira Rodrigo, 27, has he's got two LinkedIn accounts. One says waiter/kitchen hand. The other says hospitality specialist.
Some would argue the need for a LinkedIn in the first place.
For anyone.
Yeah. But, I mean, no, those jobs, love them, have done them. A big part of that job is you're not in the corporate world.
Yeah.
So
don't own a briefcase. Don't own a LinkedIn account. LinkedIn is just purely people wear ties, isn't it?
Oh, that's what I thought.
Mm.
Although now, you know, a lot of the business people aren't.
Oh, they got no shoes on and shit.
Linen shirts and stuff. Then
some people, I can't remember who it was, a comedian said, no, I'm big on LinkedIn. Not as a joke, like offstage was saying, you know, I'm big on LinkedIn. What's that even mean?
Nothing.
Like, you're just networking, getting groups of people to come to your shows or something on LinkedIn. People will try anything other than the unthinkable, being funny.
Yeah, being funny at gigs.
I mean, having said that, I'm not having a great fucking run at that at the moment.
He's in a form slump.
Terrible form slump. It's been fucking grim, actually.
Happens to the best of us, mate.
It's not like this. This has been a good solid 3 weeks of fucking shit. It's been terrible.
Yeah.
It's just bad. People don't like me. It's fucked. I don't know. It's bad news. Anyway, well, pull myself
thing,
out of it.
The cross-stitch thing you gave me that says the night is darkest before the dawn, it's in the hallway. You need to remember those words.
I try. I'm trying to think of it like a pre-season, don't peak too early style thing.
100%. You never.
Oh, man.
You never want to be the, you know, pre-season premier.
Yeah. Captain of the B team.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ira, he was already drunk before boarding the plane. Yeah. Nothing to report here.
It's called Australia.
He was. Is this not Australia? He was being abusive and aggressive to staff and passengers as soon as he got on board.
Can't have that.
Then he yelled, it's going to crash. Everyone will be killed. Hadn't even left Sydney at this stage.
To be fair, you got a while there. Some of the flights, honestly, leaving Sydney, you go, I could have driven back to Melbourne.
Sometimes they fucking do. Have you been on one of those ones that goes over the bridge, out to Botany Bay, north, then east, then south? And you're fucking up.
Am I on a fucking double-decker red tour bus?
They drive. They drive over the fucking highway.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Take off. Five AFP officers stormed the plane and surrounded him. They were asleep in their squad cars out the front behind tinted windows down near the Virgin Lounge there. Yeah. That's where they hang out.
Waiting for the one bike you brawl a decade.
Yeah. Big pile of ciggy butts next to the car on the ground. Something's finally happened. Look alive, lads.
So the Virgin entry that's rarely open.
That's an annoying one because there's no sandwich board out the front. You walk down and go, fuck it, shut. There's no way of telling till you're there.
Yeah.
You look like a tool. I'm not going through with all the grubs. I'll go down to that one. Oh, shit. It's fine.
First world problems, guys.
It's,
but
it's
look 5:28
a.m.
The Virgin Platinum and Gold right now, they're nodding.
Yeah.
They're nodding along.
It's pretty good, like having to bypass all that. But no science to it when it is open. Just whatever.
Melbourne Airport now, everyone just goes through the same security. But when I came up, it was early, so fucking almost out the door, like it was Christmas time.
Yeah.
They had the sign up.
Premium entry.
Get in this way.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah, I went through that. Yeah. I'm very particular in checking my boarding pass.
Mm.
You?
Of course. Nothing better.
Well, what would be better is the alternate.
Because I kick up every time.
Yeah.
It's because I dress like this. Mm-hmm. Don't make assumptions.
Oh,
even though you would be generally correct most of the time.
Yeah, but, you know, I'd like to see someone in a suit getting rejected.
Happened in front of me.
Yeah.
On the flight.
Great.
The old premium entry.
I have a look
over the shoulder every time. What's on this boarding pass?
Mm.
Didn't see anything.
Did you dob them?
No, just waited.
Didn't have to.
Yeah. Hope for the best.
I appreciate that. I'm not for a class system, as you know, but I do appreciate that when someone gets called out and embarrassed for that.
Yeah.
And there's certain type of people often do.
They're going for
Don't
it.
Mind a bit of queue jumping. Anyway, Ira, while the five guys are there, he's tried to take one of their tasers and then he's headbutted another one.
Fucking Ira.
There's footage of the headbutt. No audio. Two headbutts he got in there. Close quarters, poor positioning. I'd suggest bad training techniques.
Mm.
This is a
on the copper's behalf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a tall bloke, short cop, as they're allowed to be now, why not? He's in front of him while Ira's arms are being held behind him. I'd place brilliant odds on him doing some headbutting.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He's taking everything off him.
Yeah. Just hold his head back or something. Hold him by the hair.
Unless Ira has tricked him with the cock, the leg back, and so the cop gets ready for a kick coming his way and then a,
yeah.
You know.
You reckon?
Yeah,
not enough room for a leg.
It's a little faint.
No room. It's always head. Then he managed to punch one before they got him under control. So they're not.
Jesus.
I reckon this is a Link Cafe Siege situation all over again. Not ready. Never ready for the big game. They're out the front. They're out there playing fucking Yahtzee in the car or something. Oh, come on, lads. There's a bikey brawl. Of course, there's multiple fucking injuries and a death. AFP and doing fuck all. He apologised immediately afterwards.
That's nice.
Stating
manners
that he had what?
Oh.
It's fucking common, man. Especially lately, it's been
ADD.
PTSD.
Oh.
The other one. He's having a PTSD episode. Do you have them? And he was also bipolar. Neither of the officers required treatment. I reckon two headbutts to my skull would require treatment. Ow. Quite tough, this lad, though. Obviously, blessed with a thick skull because if I get a headbutt, I reckon I'm just about definitely going to hospital.
My two-year-old's fucked me up. I've heard ringing in my ears.
It fucking hurts.
Max, you all right? He's like, yeah, dada, just runs off.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, he's a thick head, is he? Man, it's not pleasant. He's been through the court system. What do you reckon he got sentenced to?
Oh, fuck. Australia. Plain headbutting cop. The only thing that's on his side here, depends if the lawyer plays the mental quinella. I'm going to say 3 years.
Yeah. Well, you'd be wrong. Ira got himself a good behaviour bond, $500, and he was handed a drinking ban.
Holy
makes you
shit.
Think, doesn't it?
Wow.
That is some of the best value you will ever see here.
That's Black Friday sales.
Get around it. That is Black Friday.
That'd be great. Magistrates Court, Black Friday sale.
That's
come down.
Fucking all time. That's if I
in
punched,
Australia, five cops.
He's punched.
Yeah.
He's headbutted. He's tried to flog a taser.
Yep.
Of a bar. I'd be jailed, bashed, bashed again, probably jailed again. And then followed around for a while. That is fuck. You reckon we're on the downward slide of the bell curve when it comes to explaining away violent behaviour with mental ailments? Like, I don't think, without the mental stuff, there's no way he'd be free now.
No.
That's fucking crazy stuff. Good value. Like, I know I've talked about this before, but that is, I reckon, I'm calling
it. I'd stump it up right now. I reckon
that's
the best. I've got 500 cash in my wallet.
I reckon that's the best.
I can turn up to Sydney Airport tonight knowing I'm going to lose that 500, but I'm going to bash and headbutt some cops. Have it.
Take the Patreon money, do it all. We'll give you all of it for that. That's insane. You headbutt a person, you headbutt a fucking cop.
Yeah.
You are getting fucked.
Oh. Well, flogged. The fact that he's even able to, you know, turn up to court. Not in Christopher Skase fucking wheelchair.
Neck brace.
Yeah.
It's horizontal into court. That's how you arrive into court. Horizontal.
Headbutting cops and they're
fucking mad. In fact, For future reference, I'll get this down right now. I'll be citing AFP versus Ira Rodrigo.
Oh, you're one of those.
If I decide to get maggot and smack some cops around, I'll say, I think you'll find the 2020-something Ira Rodrigo versus AFP that this is what happened. I'll have some of that action. Thank you very much. I'll even double it. Here's a grand. The internet
spoke
up. Your
succulent Chinese meal clip that finally arrived.
Succulent Chinese meal's got nothing on this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking, you know, I see you know your kung fu. Didn't even get to that. Whack. Headbutt. Give me your taser. Punch. Fucking hell, man. It's crazy. Maybe these tough guys should have gone to hospital. Said, look, I'm really hurt.
Yeah.
That would have gotten him in more trouble. But they're just normal dudes. Yeah. Hats off to them going, not too bad. I'll wait for the ringing to stop.
Maybe it's a bit of, toxic masculinity that's kept the fine low there.
I don't know. It's got to be that somewhere.
Soft cock.
Yeah. Now look where it's got us.
Did you hammy at Fernwood? And
toxic,
now this, you know.
Toxic masculinity versus being a weakling.
Mm.
The end result is blokes like this are getting around fucking getting $500 headbutts in. Not even. $250 headbutts. Take out the taser incident and the punch, that's about $100 headbutt.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, if you have to figure it out, Price is Right style.
What's which?
Yeah.
There's a headbutt's washing machine?
Headbutt's an actual crime, of course. Punch is less than that.
Mm.
But then going for the taser, that's got to be. I reckon going for the taser is more than the punch, but less than the
headbutt. I would never have picked that you could buy a
body punch. If it's a body punch, I reckon going for a taser costs more.
Off, without question. Mm. I wouldn't have guessed that any of them would be cheaper than a fucking dryer washing machine combo.
Yeah.
That's where we are. All right, mate. Time for some more abuse here. Time to reminder too, these are not our words. So I've noticed some of them are a little spicy. I haven't read ahead too far, but your eyes do lock in.
Well, we're only five in so far, and they've come in hot, the Patreon members.
They certainly have. Anyway.
At patreon.com/midflightbrawl.
This one's from Kate. I've run out of friends to call out because they aren't absolute pussies and actually signed up when they got mentioned by the boys, TM. Oh, wait, pussies are hardier than you weak-ass freeloading ball sacks. Yeah, that's right, ass. I'm from the UK, fuckers. Even I keep the lights on at MFB HQ.
Cheers, Kate. Next one's from Matt. And it's aimed at a Matt. It's Matt on Matt crime here. You're a fucking cheap grub, Matt. Wouldn't surprise me if you knocked off Heggie's box of carpet pencils after all. You've been taking for free this whole time. Cough up some dosh or run out of breath, you mid-strength round-buying cheapskate cunt. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's a low act. That's a...
A mid-strength round buyer. It's fucking... At the top.
Saved about $4. What a scumbag.
It's actually one of the harshest things we've ever read out.
That's a, in this that's Patreon a good abuse. Bucket of mud. Nice
you
one, Matt.
Mid-strength round buyer. Oh.
Moving on, this one's from Grace. Hey fucker, aka my husband. Quit pretending like this isn't the best fucking podcast around to listen to while you're letting your wife drive you between Sydney and Newcastle using her Patreon subscription. Subscribe. And I'll stop questioning the $302.50 withdrawal charges on the joint bank account, you dumb cunt.
Supporting someone of a different kind, I reckon, the old husbo. Next one's from Ian. Oh, I love this. Fucking, what a great start. Fucking Oi Adam, you 6-foot ginger bearded streak of posty shit. Stop spending all that overtime money that you've not been given permission to do on proper number 12 whiskey that you use for bong water because it makes you look fancy. I keep telling you, you can't polish a turd, but you could go back to punching cones through Southern Comfort like you used to do and spend the money you save on joining Patreon and paying for your own Higgy tickets instead of sponging mine because I booked a trip to France when his show is on. Soft cock, grubby cunt. Cheers, Ian. Oh, thanks, boys, for the extra Christmas carpenter pencils. I'd worn my last one down to the nub.
Man, I like it. Got to say, I've never really crossed my mind that posties, they must listen to a lot of podcasts. Posties allowed to have headphones on? Surely.
Yeah, surely.
They'd get 8 hours of podcasting per day. G'day to any posties out there.
Yeah.
Doing
it hard this time of year. Hard yakker at this time of year.
Yeah. Not in my neighbourhood, they're not. They are dawdling. Anyway, last one for this block, mate, is from Greg. Backdoor Benny, you tight-assed, freeloading, corridor-creeping cunt. You put me onto these blokes. So how about you take a break from climbing the slippery pole on Mahogany Row, reach one of your midget arms into those deep pockets and throw a few shrappers in the direction of Du Bois. Heggie's trip to Bali won't fucking pay for itself. Merry Christmas, biatch. Don't get biatch much anymore. I like a little trip down memory lane there.
Cheers, Greg.
The internet spoke up, obviously.
Oh, here we go.
The consensus is unanimous. Ira deserved jail time. You can't bash cops and get away with it unless they've bashed you first.
But nobody impressed with the bargain? Nobody's written, "Phew."
No. they don't really think like that. They're all just straight for the jugular, these people. I've got to say, I agree. That is fucking light punishment. It is a disgrace. We'd all save up and do that for Christmas.
Yeah.
Should do it. Anyway, I want that judge for any future indiscretions of mine. Don't know the name, but I'll ask for that one. Remember Ira Rodriguez? No? Do you? I'll have you. He did receive one other punishment. He can no longer fly on Jetstar or Qantas.
Oh, man.
Ever.
Man, he's forced to fly Virgin. Mm-hmm. That's a win.
Good for Virgin.
Yep. And doesn't have to fly Jetstar ever again.
Yep.
$250 headbutts.
Fucking amazing.
Ira's fucking winning.
This is one of the best stories of the year.
Time person of the year, Ira.
I mean, maybe you could just not go anywhere. There is that. Mm. He lives in Newtown. Maybe just stay there. Plenty of shops.
Yeah.
Flying's not fucking necessary. There'll come a time when none of us can do it. We're all going to survive as a species.
If you're someone that headbutts cops as soon as they turn up, you fucking love the shops.
Oh.
You love going to the shops,
mm-hmm.
standing outside the shops,
yeah.
thinking about what's happening down the shops.
Shops are big. Shops are a big deal.
Dead shits love a shop.
Oh, do they ever. We all go to shops, but they fucking yeah. live for the shops.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a lot of crying when Westfield goes down. There's no way that style of shopping can survive.
Yeah.
Big footprint fucking Myers and stuff. People trying on TikToks and then going home to buy them off Amazon. That's not a business model anymore. Crazy talk. Our second incident today, mate, we've got a three-parter because it's Christmas.
Beautiful.
Part two, act two, is from 20 October 2022.
Ooh.
Ryanair flight, Barcelona, Bournemouth.
Oh,
Barcelona. Is that racist? Is that racist?
No.
Barcelona.
Ibiza. Barcelona.
Okay. What are the rules there? Can you put on an accent when you're speaking the language? Depends what it is.
Yeah. I think towns, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Some foods.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But if you're mocking it, laughing, probably not. Bit,
yeah.
Or as you sometimes do the eyes, you can't do that, even if you perfect.
The Spanish eyes. You got me.
The Spanish basketball team eyes. this guy's name, his name's Mark Warne, 47. Warney, 47. Demolition machine operator.
Jetstar into Ryanair. That is beautiful.
Yeah, we're going well here. A demolition machine operator. It could be anything from a hammer to a wrecking ball crane combo. Mm. Who knows? Yeah. I've done a lot of demo. Painful.
Or just a big bloke that's bad on the piss.
Yeah. Demolition.
He's a demolition operator.
Yeah. He could be just talking about toilets at his house. Who knows? Progress is quick in demolition, quite satisfying, but not pleasant. Mark was heading home from a weekend away with friends. He had swallowed a lot of alcohol before boarding his flight.
Okay.
Couple of cervezas, por favor.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ahora, ole. Can you say that?
You are.
Whatever. After the flight was in the air, Mark asked for some more alcohol. I'm going to list the rest of the. Can we? Can we do it? I'm going to do it. What's happened?
Call
What's going to happen? Any Spanish people, call in. Light up the switchboard. No one's calling in.
He's been Should be fine.
that's worse than what I did.
Yeah. I said call. We'll call a van. As in,
we're talking about Spain.
Yeah, I know, but we're speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
Spanish. Yeah.
Well, we're speaking English. There is that. But also he's South American, so.
Makes you think.
probably, you know, he's asked for more alcohol while on the plane. Probably use some fucking souvenir maracas to get their attention.
Yeah.
Like, no point in pressing the button. Get the maracas out. Maracas are the rice shaker ones from the start of Sweet Emotion, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are they castanets the ones like.
Oh, yeah, the little clappy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like ones you took to Tap Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So you could play along.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be more offensive to get the attention of a flight attendant. I think a maraca, the rice shaker, that's pretty funny.
Anyone's still just whistling?
Castanets?
Not even fingers in the real loud. I wish I could.
And a click.
Maybe it's back in vogue.
I don't know that that'll ever be back.
That's... Oh, I'd love it. You're in row 28. They've just started. They're at row 3. Waving them down.
Give it a try, everyone. Let us know how you go. The flight attendant denied
probably
his request.
More than old mate on fucking Jetstar.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Wolf whistling at a woman on a plane. You're not getting away with that for 500.
Nah, you go to Mamma Mia prison for that. You get your name in a blog and then it's over. The flight attendant denied his request as he was already quite sozzled.
Nice. Was
English flight attendants on the return leg, obviously. Leave it out, Mark. You're sozzled. No one's saying that.
Also, I also love swallowed a lot of alcohol. Not even drunk.
No. What are they going to? Yeah, have a lovely hot cup of tea, will you, Mark? Yeah. You know, with the scum marbled across the top in the milk. There you go, duck. Said it before, I'll say it again. If you're about above the age of about 22 and you're kicking off when someone says you don't need any more drinks, you've made the error.
Oh, yeah.
Not them. I've had it said to me and thought, yeah, you're probably right. Maybe different on a plane. You need value for money. But someone says to me, you've had too much to drink, unless, of course, it's your wife or your mum, they're probably right.
They're always wrong.
They're wrong in that respect. Yeah. Yeah. Right about everything else, wrong in thinking that I've had enough.
Have you done your RSA? No? Then shut the fuck up then. It's Christmas. It's my fucking house.
And then you make your kids make a choice between you and her. Go get me a beer. What are you going to do? Your move. This sent Mark into a rage and he went on an aggressive rant. He said three words at volume. What were they?
All right, time for a little bit more abuse from the legends over at our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. This one's from Jared. Subscribing to the MFB Patreon was a great decision, but unfortunately it means that I'm subsidising the absolute worst of what society has to offer, i.e. you pack of fucking cheapskates. Maybe take a few minutes off sharing Aussie pride memes with your idiot friends on Facebook and give these lads the Centrelink money you'd usually be blowing on Chop Chop Siggies. Hey, it might even feel nice to contribute to something for once in your lives. P.S. Also a big thanks to Heggy for adding the term Deddy Bones to my wife and I's vocabulary, to which Ryan replied, my kids regularly use that phrase now.
I live to give.
Deddy Bones is a classic. Deddy Bones, brown bread, a lot of good ones.
Next one is from Kez, double cross and brother Dan. After the abuse delivered by Du Bois some 2 years ago, you decided to divert some of your muscle supplement budget to MFBHQ. It hasn't gone unnoticed that our conversations about land larrikins have ceased recently. Put your hand back in your pocket and help get Heggy to Bali, you scummy, scummy cunt. P.S. My dad fucked your mum.
Oh, the sibling rivalry. We're all for it here at MFBHQ. That's brutal, Kez. This one's from Kieran. Christmas. Now, if you're a new listener and you don't know why, listen to the old eps. You'll figure out why Christmas comes up a bit. Christmas comes, but every episode to the freeloading, chair-sniffing degenerates that my parents named Simon, Matthew and Joseph. I don't know how you Bible chapter name-having cunts can sleep at night while these two aspiring children's authors make do with last season's TV blazer and those shitty off-brand Stanley knife blade refills due to your five-finger discount approach to entertainment. Yuck. I wouldn't provide advice to a pack of deep freezer and vehicle depreciation enthusiasts on fiscal sensibility. Not my place. But here's some free tips on how to get some cold hard cash out of your grubby pockets and into the MFB bank. 1. Dip your ill-gotten planet-raping pile of lithium stock gains or skip the next political donation to the Teals. 2. Put one less goat carcass in the deep freeze and skip the next single-use LD power tool. 3. Aim for a haircut well under $50 that doesn't make you look like a poodle's arsehole and give the girls a birthday party that doesn't involve refinancing the house. Always read the PDS, as this advice has proven ineffective at motivating you thieving rat fucks to change your cheapskate ways before. All my disgust to you contemptible wet fart disasters of human beings. Get your shit in one sock. Love, Kieran.
Oh, pretty good. I like it. I hope Kieran is the oldest or the youngest out of that, because you don't get like four biblically named, four or three. Three biblically named kids and then a Kieran.
And a Kieran.
Either way, rack off, you turds. I'm on St. Kieran's side.
I reckon Kieran will be the youngest.
I'd say so.
I reckon it was all biblical names, and then something happened at church and all of a sudden we're picking a new name. That's going to be my guess, Kieran. Looks like you dodged a bullet, if you know what I mean, Kieran. Good stuff.
Get some help, boys. From Gus. This one's for all the scummies out there. It's a sorry state of affairs when our heroes at MFB aren't receiving their fair share of franks for putting out such marvellous content. Freedom isn't free, neither is Heggie's time, so pay up, fuckheads. Not bad.
Thank you very much, Gus. This one, last one in this pile, is from Emily. Another Chrissy, another year with you, Josh. I abused you last year and here we are. Nothing has changed except seeing you on the Low Income Single Dad's Facebook page. I did warn you, get your life together and spend your well-earned New South Wales government paycheck on the boys. Oh, by the way, I'm pregnant, so better do the right thing this time around.
It's like a message board, isn't it? It's a classifieds.
Oh, using being pregnant as a threat. Oh, good luck, Josh. Pull your head in. Has he got a big one in there? Has he got a C-bomb in there?
No.
Oh. Get.
I'll give you one. Pick word one, two, or three.
Give me
this
two.
Is important. This is important.
Two.
The second word?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You fuck off.
No, fuck, you are so close. Go fuck yourselves.
Oh.
He also told the staff that they were fucking nothing.
Wow. It's getting personal now.
He repeatedly told them to
There's something different in there. You tell someone fuck off, I don't think that's as hurtful as
go
you're
fuck
fucking
yourselves.
Nothing. You're nothing.
Yeah.
That's you so much more nothing. Hurtful than fuck off, mate.
You're a zero.
Yeah.
The world's fine without you. That's sort of, that is hurtful. Mm. Go fuck is at the anger sort of tempers it a bit for me.
Yeah.
He repeatedly told him to fuck off while getting very close to one flight attendant's face, leaving her in tears. He squared up to her, which to some blokes in England is the stance they opt for when they're saying good morning.
Or, I do.
Yeah. after landing, the police came aboard.
Oh, no. Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
Status arrested.
Let him out in handcuffs. Don't always see the handcuffs, do you? But in this instance, straight into the cuffs. His defence claimed that he had gotten drunk because of his fear of flying and that he could not understand how he got into such a state.
Yeah.
So a few holes here.
The group of the lads on the weekend trip.
I saw a picture of him and that does not make sense. He is a 47-year-old man. He's had a shandy or two in his time this week.
Oh, okay. But the nose?
He's fucking thick.
Cheeks?
He's thick. Like just thick, big English bloke and you can tell.
The head.
He's got the head.
Filtered a few lagers through there.
He's got that borderline look we shouldn't joke about this bloke. Look about him, you know. A lot of Englishmen possess. But definitely, whatever it is, it hasn't been helped by. It's not, but it's you know.
It's almost.
Yeah, take it easy.
Quite there. Yeah.
I mean, it could be these days, depending on if you can ka-ching it, but I don't think he is. His defence lawyer was Philomena Murphy. The lawyer works for Hill Twine Solicitors and Barristers. Their website is full of testimonials and blog spots bragging about the results of their lawyers in hearings. It's amazing.
I don't like that.
What a read.
It's always,
Oh.
Those reviews are always taken under, given under duress, sorry.
It's insane. Always,
yeah.
These are defence lawyers. It's things like, Philomena achieved an excellent result in a case involving a man attempting sexual communications with a child. Guilty, maximum 2 years, got him one. Yay, Philomena. Good on ya.
Wow.
Get that bloke back on the streets in 1 year. Bing, bang, boom, business. Get in here. We'll get you good value.
Wow.
Have you done this? I got sucked into a bit of a vortex of.
That's amazing that they're putting that up on the website.
Yeah, they were a bit more careful about their language.
Yeah.
But generally it's all he's on it, Mark's on it, pat on the back, no jail time.
Yeah.
Go knock a few buildings down and hand your paycheck over, we'll call it quits.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like my client heard 1 year instead of 2 years and he said, well, that's hot either way.
Yeah.
And I said, no, not the people you're trying to fuck. That's your sentence.
I think when you're a defense lawyer, you have to be a little more tactful. Like Johnny Cochran after OJ, he would have got so much business anyway. Oh. You don't have to go, look what I got him.
Yeah.
Everyone, like people figure it out. You don't have to do this. This is crazy talk. I got sucked into a bit of a vortex of Bournemouth murders.
Oh.
Usual story most times, drug deal gone wrong, stomped to death, teenagers with knives, etc. Things are grim.
So, yeah, it's not all fucking Midsummer Murders there, is it?
No, it's not. There's nothing cute about them.
Yeah.
At all. Anyway, Mark's on the website. Magistrate told Mark to deal with his phobia in a different way and fined him £687 GBP, which included a £430 fine. This is a breakdown. £85 court costs, that's cheap, and £172 to the victim, the one who got squared up to.
Wow.
Whereas our headbutt mates, zirachi.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, part of the job, I reckon.
Oh, fuck. You think
you don't get paid more. You can't get paid more as a cop.
Fucking.
That's part of it.
But what, like,
do I get paid more because someone spat at me? Like, no, you're a cop. It's going to happen.
I think if someone spat at me versus someone spitting at an officer, that officer would not only get more money, he'd get more punches in and he'd get to go and visit that prick in jail and spit on him. I get fuck all being a citizen. I get, why would you do to him? You know, why did he spit on you? It'd be something like that. I don't know. I disagree. For a 2022 offence, I think he got off pretty lightly there. It's no fucking bashing headbutting value, but it's pretty good.
Again, I just don't – I don't like that the victim gets less than whoever that – who does the fine go to?
The
Ryanair.
The court, Ryanair. I don't know.
Yeah.
Court costs 84. Yeah, I don't know. Fine. Just a random fine.
It's going somewhere.
Into the parking meters. I don't know.
The victim gets less than the fucking county or whatever.
Mm. Grim, you've got to start civil proceedings in that instance. It gets fucking messy. As long as, you know, someone's making money, I'm happy. Our headline act today of the three drunkards is none other than WestJet flight.
Beautiful.
12 January 2015.
Ooh.
This is nearly heading back in time, you know. About a year and a bit from now, that'll have to have a different tone. There's been so many incidents between like 2017 to now, I think about 2015 is going to be the cutoff to the cold case soon. It'll have to be. There's fuck all we haven't covered pre-2000, really. It's a couple. This flight was from Toronto to Saskatoon. WestJet are a casualty-free airline, if you can believe that.
Nice. Like Qantas.
A few fender benders.
Hmm.
Oh, Qantas have been fucking lucky there, though.
Yeah.
Like putting an engine through a kindergarten, that is fucking rolling the wheel. Few fender benders all on the ground, including hitting a parked Air Force Hercules on a runway once, just, you know, ran into a parked car, and then colliding with a Sunwing plane, which is owned by WestJet. It's like a kid driving their
parked
car.
Parked Air Force Hercules, that's a big fucking plane.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, a different incident.
Ah.
They collided with a Sunwing plane.
Ah, okay.
Which is a WestJet subsidiary.
Yeah.
It's like your kid driving your car into your wife's car. Fucking embarrassing nightmare. Saskatoon in, what's it called? What's the big state in Canada?
Alberta?
No. It's fucking Regina. Saskatchewan. Yeah. Biggest producer of potash. Potash or potash?
Don't know. What is that?
Fuck, I don't know, man. It's just
look it up.
What is potash? I did know. I don't know. Saskatoon.
Potash.
Yeah. It's
various mined and manufactured salts that contain potassium in water soluble form.
Okay.
So it's like potash is made of potassium.
Yeah.
But this seems to be
it's rocks.
It's
in rock format, potassium.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, also referred to as the Paris of the Prairies, Saskatoon. This Paris business, that's somewhat of a stretch at times, isn't it? Well, that is.
Oh.
Paris of the Prairies.
The fucking Collins Street in Melbourne, the top end.
What's
near Parliament House? The Paris End.
Just the Paris End. It's not the Paris of something. It's always the Paris of something.
It's the Paris End. Paris End of Collins Street. Not even the whole street is Paris. Just the top end.
Yeah, righto.
We get some fancy clothes.
Well, as we speak, I reckon I'm probably in the Paris of Queensland.
Gold Coast?
Yep. although, you know, Milton, Meccano.
Yeah, that's true.
Eiffel Tower is probably the Paris of Queensland. Saskatoon was named.
Italian restaurant too, that joint. Well, Greek? I don't think it's a French restaurant.
Oh, okay. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't know. Saskatoon, named after the wild berry of a similar name. In 2020 in Saskatoon, this is an incident that happened. Michael Mackay's wife was feeling ill, so he took the kids to school, came home.
There you go, sorry. The Dolce Vita.
The Dolce Vita.
Yeah, Ristorante.
Nice.
He's underneath the Eiffel Tower in Brisbane. Big fans of geography.
You get yourself a big bowl of pasta just like Mummy used to make from France. Michael Mackay took his kids to school, came home. His wife was feeling poorly, mixed her up a Gatorade, laced with enough strychnine to knock Cindy off.
Oh.
Told police she did it herself.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the clink now. Second-degree murder somehow. Second degree. Notable only really because that's something a woman would do, honestly.
Poison.
Is there nothing the patriarchy won't take from women, including the methods with which they kill their partners? There's nothing we won't take from them. Anyway, the incident. Jake Michael Piacentini, he's probably fresh out of La Dolce Vita, 29 years old, scaffolder from Toronto, lives in Regina, Saskatchewan. Things are grim out there. That is, it's isolated and flat and cold. Not a great backdrop for a bloke who appears to be quite partial to some shirtless rock climbing from what I've seen online. Notable alumni from Regina include a shitload of hockey players.
Of course.
That's all they seem to do. Pretty good for it. Like, don't even need a fight. Courts appear naturally out there.
I love when, so ice hockey, ice hockey, ice hockey, ice hockey, ice hockey, poet, ice hockey, ice hockey, ice hockey, politician, ice hockey. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. One noteworthy exception is South African model and dietitian Mae Musk. She moved there, mother to three children, Kimball, Tosca, and Elon.
This is Elon Musk's mum. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mae divorced Errol Musk in 1979, a South African businessman. Best not to assume, Nick. 2 years later, Elon, at age 10, went to live with his dad because his dad had diplomatic immunity. No, his dad had a set of Encyclopedia Britannica and a computer, and his mum didn't. She couldn't afford them. So I said, fuck off, mum. I'm going to live with dad because of the encyclopedias and the computer. We had them.
Divorces were different.
Yeah.
Now the divorce, it'd be, you know, buddy, dad's got A to J, mum's got K to Z.
Yeah. I think you'll find dad's got X, Y, Z and the mum has the rest. We had Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
That was a great set of books. It used to be a big deal, that.
Oh, of course.
I'd come out of your house and sell them to you. Right, eh? $2,000. All right, we'll save up. Beautiful. We'll get these. Kids will get a lot of knowledge out of that. Now they're just in Vinnies, being used as fucking doorstops.
Yeah. Cafe. All the pages torn out. Cafe menu in there in the middle.
Yeah. like less than one GSM paper in that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to go in with wet fingers.
Yeah.
You'll lose a few pages.
Airport toilet roll.
Pretty much. Imagine though, like Elon's such an objectionable little turd. This guy, fucking you take him. There'd be a fight over who has to take Elon,
oof.
I reckon. He would have been like a fucking robot at 10. Also from Regina, Airplane star Leslie Nielsen.
Oh.
So that's
all right. There you go. There's the actor.
Just brought it back. Regina, literal epicenter of North America, closest to the geographical center of that joint.
Wow. Bit like Parramatta with Sydney.
Yeah. Although, it's always the same sort of thing, isn't it? If you're laying claim to a geographical feat, probably I'm not going there.
Except Melbourne. I think it's Melbourne.
What?
That's in the middle. of that it all branches out from.
Or Melbourne City is in the middle of Melbourne.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Unless
it's fairly close to the fucking sea. Yeah. Surely not.
Bit of the bay, you reckon?
Yeah. A lot of that's water. Counting fish. Famous for their pizza. I mean, we can talk about this being Australians, but reimagining the pizza. Fucking pizza pretty much perfected centuries ago. Grow up. Ooh, we cut it in squares. We pile it high with veggies and cheese that wouldn't be found on a pizza traditionally. Now we've got a famous pizza.
We deep dish it.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Gross. Fucking gross. Anyway, during the flight, an attendant noticed that one of the two-
That means they've got fuck all food going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk, but yeah. we got a lot of outside influence food that's great, but not really Aussie. During the flight, an attendant noticed that one of the two mandatory megaphones was missing from the back of the plane. You ever owned a megaphone?
No.
I always wanted one, but then now I don't because I've got pretty much unlimited access to a microphone.
Yeah.
But also it's not a great thing to own as a white bloke these days. It looks like.
Yeah. Jan 6.
You'll be down on Bourke Street at some stage. Flag one hand, megaphone the other. Righto, mate. Time for some more abuse here. This is from Adrian. Dear Fuck Knuckles, a.k.a. Jamez, Angus and Yordi. Jamez, if you can afford solo trips to the Philippines, you sus Gary Glitter cunt.
I assume it's just James that he's put a Z on the end of to make it look cool, surely.
I hope so. Oh, I mean, I don't know why. Well, he's spelled it twice. Oh, yeah. So, okay.
Yeah, maybe Jamez.
James.
Jamez.
James. If you can afford solo trips to the Philippines, you sus Gary Glitter cunt. You can afford to cough up for the lads. Yordi, you scuttling fucking meth beetle. How many silver spoons do you need? Cough up too, cunt. And Angus, I'm sure you can scrounge around on those newfound acres of yours while you're looking for Lassiter's gold and upgrade to business class, you cheap bastard. P.S. Let's do beers at Gill and the Sarvies. Love you. Yours sincerely, get fucked.
Well, that's
what a roller coaster. Bit of
you know, sometimes blokes just need to fight it out, you know? Then it'll be a hug and a beer. It's all sorted. This one's from Matt. Dear Jasper, as if you looking like the love child of Jeffrey Dahmer and Martin Bryant wasn't bad enough, it's come to my attention that you're a filthy lowlife that won't even put $3.50 to support two of the funniest blokes in Australia. In my honest opinion, this makes you the worst Austrian since Adolf. Yes, that Adolf. So do you and all the other scummies grow a set and give these boys some cash.
I like it. Very good. It's never too far away that Hitler's going to get a mention, but happy to oblige. This one's from a senior base citizen. Danny, you gobby little cunt. How about you put some money where your gobby mouth is and cough up for the quality content you've been mooching off a couple of hardworking lads for over a year now? Also, as an offshore helicopter captain who has just got a huge pay rise, it sickens me to hear you wearing your scumminess like a badge of pride. You even managed to scum into the Melbourne live show on my coin and left without any pencils, you money-grubbing tight ass.
Wow. He's done well there, old Danny. He's gotten through a lot without having to put his hand in his pocket.
That's how they get that way, isn't it?
Time's up, Danny. This next one's from John. Dear Stephanie, I'm glad you took none of my advice from last year and you've decided to spend your money on a trip to Finland so you can get ploughed in the snow. That means I could come on here and ask questions like, why don't you use your master's in disaster and emergency management to evaluate your love life? Always remember, you're not a real Ambo until you've worked in the West. It's high time that degenerate scumbags like yourself stop freeloading off humble, honest, hardworking Patreon heroes and started contributing your fair share. Wishing the merriest of Christmases to the Caulfield Crack Hall. With all the love in my left foot, the Mountain Meth Chef.
All right. Last one for this block, then back to the show. But this one is from our mate Pat. Hey, you tight cunts. With the cost of living going through the roof, it's time you assholes stop buying them fucking vapes and cancel the OnlyFans subscriptions. We all know you cunts are freeloaders, so just be that desperate cunt at the pub and bludge a dart or a vape from a stranger or even steal the fucking thing. And with the shekels you're saving, chip in, join the Patreon and get Heggy over to Bali so he can buy some Bintang shit for his man cave. I hope you all get fuck all for Christmas and your boss donates your bonus to some fucking charity like mine fucking did.
So get fucked and have a good Christmas to the legends on the Patreon and the guys at MFB HQ.
The spelling out of the H.
That's good.
Oh,
Christmas bonus to charity. What a scum move.
Piece of shit. Pat, love your work, and you're right, steal a vape.
WestJet planes aren't allowed to fly without these on board as it's considered a safety risk. I've never looked that hard, but do our domestic planes have megaphones?
I don't think I've ever seen. Oh, maybe the little grey.
Oh, yeah, little one.
Little grey one,
like
yeah.
A toy.
Yeah,
kids'
not a
toy.
Big. Yeah.
Not a teacher's one from the 80s.
No.
Also doubled up as a weapon.
Play the siren through it, scare the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, maybe one doesn't do the job. I don't know. What do you need? So you got two at once in case someone's really fucking deaf during an emergency. The flight attendant asked passengers close by to the missing megaphone, including Jake. Jake denied it.
No. Haven't seen it.
He was acting funny, though, according to other passengers. If you're a maggot, you might as well be funny while you're at it.
Oh, yeah. Incorrigible.
Mm. The pilot came back and asked him if he had it. So they're already judging Jake. Again, he denied it. They've conducted, in their words, a full investigation, which took 40 minutes. Rustled up another one on their way. When the plane landed, the coppers came on board in Saskatoon, searched his bag, revealing the missing megaphone. The stupid dickhead thought they were just going to stop asking.
Yeah.
I already told you I don't have it. And it's good time to steal something when you're sober and a drunk guy's nearby. That'd be a good opportunity, yeah.
Him.
Vulnerable position. Even if the pig's fine in your bag, you just say, that drunk guy must have put it in my bag. He's that fucking drunk. This is dumb. Anyway, he found his status changed.
Status in Saskatoon. Arrested.
All stolen stuff while drunk. Like usually it's for sale signs, fucking letterboxes, salt and pepper shakers, that sort of business. Piece of safety equipment, that's a stretch. Like stop signs and shit, that's fucking not on.
Yeah.
Too much.
But the glasses like overseas, like a nice, if you're at a pub.
Stein.
The beer comes in it, yeah.
Stein collection.
Yeah.
When do you ever have a fucking stein of beer at home?
It takes a lot of beers. That's just silly. Few cans.
No one's having that, especially in this country. Mm. You need to be sitting in the fridge to be able to still drink it cold by the time you're down to the last half litre of the fucking stuff. Street signs, I reckon, they're a bit more difficult to nab now. The one near my place, real high. It's not just a bloke on another bloke's shoulders with a spanner.
Yeah.
They've gone to bigger lengths than that. To get a rude name street sign off its hinges. According to Jake's defence lawyer, Jake was an alcoholic and oxycodone addict at the time, went to rehab because of the incident. So preempting the court date, he's like, I'll get in here.
Pretty bad. If you're hooked on the old hillbilly heroin and your bottom is you stole a microphone on a plane, a megaphone. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I've seen every episode of Intervention. That's never kickstarted one.
No, but
you don't know what happened on the plane.
Yeah.
You took the little megaphone.
You don't get arrested publicly, though, for doing everything. Like, you might have done some other stuff. Who knows? The incident did not cause a huge delay or large inconvenience at all, but Jake was still fined what?
Oh, I'm going to say $800.
$5,000.
Fuck.
CAD. Canadian dollars. That's it. Of all three incidents, that is the least.
That's fucking
fucked.
20 headbutts.
20 headbutts. How many bites to the leg from before? Oh, I don't know. It's a lot. That's shaping up to a flight attendant. It's none of that. Just a gentle bloke.
Yeah.
Stealing a
megaphone. Fun drunk. They said he was a fun drunk.
I don't know. WestJet also banned him from going WestJet.
But they'd get that in the, like, they'd get everyone involved there, you know, as it's a bit of safety equipment.
Mm.
You know, that was an attempted murder of everyone on board the aircraft, you know, just because he took one
megaphone. It's completely dependent on the mood of whoever's deciding stuff. It's fucking insane.
We've said it once, we'll say it a thousand times.
Get your value.
We need some fucking laws.
Oh.
Yeah, or get your value. You don't want Jake's lawyer. whoever that was.
No. You want
Jake's judge.
Fucking whoever.
Ira's.
Ira's lawyer.
You need Ira's judge. Yeah. Fucking hell. I would never have guessed that. 5,000.
$5,000.
That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Get over to our Patreon if you want bonus content, ad-free content, early access to live tickets, etc. Heggy, two specials up on YouTube at the minute.
Yep.
And your tour Grogan 2024.
Yep.
Stand-up tour Grogan kicking on off. Sale now.
Head over to YouTube and watch Nick Cody live at the Corner Hotel. Get around it.
That's it. All right. We'll see you next week.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.